instead of off to a distant country, British pondered his inheritance on a life in this station. But he had previously spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out of the local citizens to send him to his farm to tend his farm. And he longed to eat his fill of the pots on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, how many of my father's hired hands have more than enough to eat? But here am I, dying for hunger. I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to behold your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your five brothers. He got up and went to walk back, looking back to his father. While he was still a long way away, his father caught sight of him, and filled with compassion, he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to behold your son. But his father ordered his servants, quickly bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandal on his feet. Take the fat calf and slaughter it. Let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and he has come to life again. He was lost and has been found. Then the son greatly began. Now the older son had been out in the field. And on his way back, as he knew the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fat calf, because he has him back to save his sound. He came angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came down pleading with him. He said to his father and his wife, look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders. Yet you never gave me even a number of these. But when your son returns and swallowed your crown with prostitutes, for him you slaughtered the battle. He said to him, my son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we are celebrating because your brother was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found. My brothers and sisters, it's impossible. Today's gospel is one of the great short stories of world literature, but I think a poorly titled one. Luke shows his literary mastery by how well he reveals the characters' personalities with very few strokes, and then the love of love without being excessively didactic. Yet I do not see the son as prodigal. Indeed, I think a better title would be The Story of the Calculating Sons. Now, I can see how it might well have been called The Prodigal Son. This story has been so influential that it gave the name prodigal to someone who has left the family and returned back at some time in some disgrace. Yet the original meaning of the word is extravagant, wasteful, imprudent. It is true that the youngest son wasted his fortune, but for Luke, that is not that important. He suddenly doesn't think that money is actually a particularly substantial role in one's life. Indeed, we have seen in the past few weeks how often it can be means of blindness. True value is to be found elsewhere, and Luke today will help us find it. Notice how immediately he shows us the son, the younger son's character. His first words to his father are, "Father, give me a share of your estate that should come to me." In plain terms, "You are living too long. I wish you were dead." It is hard to feel less sympathy for him when he wastes his money and is reduced to the most loathsome job a Jew could have, swine herd. When I call him calculator, obviously I do not mean that he has much of a business sense. A calculation which concerns you. Coming to his senses, he thought, "How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat?" He calculates that he would be better off returning home and hiring himself out as a day laborer to his father. He knows he has sinned and believes that this has totally erased his relationship as a son with his father. The furthest his imagination can go is that he might not be sent away and will be given 3 swaps of God. Now, I did say calculating sons. Look how he meets the older son when he has heard his younger brother has returned. Far from greeting him, he sulks outside. With a few less attractive features were there than sulk. This was as his father to come out and plead with him. The killer line is, "But when this son of yours returns, he swallowed up the property of the prostitutes." Luke mentions nothing about prostitutes, and the elder brother cannot even say, "My brother, even my loathsome brother, even my useless brother, but only your son." He too is captured. "I have done all this work for you, and therefore I should receive you more in return, certainly more than this son of yours." He no doubt would tell him the number of years of his employment and the hours he has spent in the field. His reality can be found in his virtue. Now look how he is treated. Even after he is verbally assaulted by him, he calls him "my son" and says that he will be with me always. We can call the situation of the two sons tragic, but they don't have the basic humanity to attain tragedy. It requires some nobility. They are simply. Now, let us look at our first sight of the father. While he was still, the son that is, still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. Luke gives us the sense that he is looking for the son, hoping that he will return. He then embraced and kissed him, and would not even let his son apologize and make his way. Is even more telling. "Bring the finest robe and put it on. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. He dresses him like a gentleman, not a laborer. Most importantly, he puts a ring on his finger." In ancient times, a ring was a sign that you could act for someone. If you had his ring, you could bind that person. This could best be called the story of the prodigal father. He is a prodigal, extravagant, wasteful, imprudent in his love. He's shameless. He has poured out his his very life to his children, although neither of them has seemingly responded in kind. So many have stated before, we do not know if either of them have realized anything in the experience. We don't know if they were converted. What we see is the younger is bewildered, the elder and bitter. The only thing certain is that the Father is still loved. And rationality, justice, has nothing to do with it. This would not happen in the Gospel if I would have chosen for my 40th anniversary as a priest, which I hope was 40 years ago today. Three people here remember it was a Saturday. And also, remember that as soon as the Mass was over, the rain stopped us hopefully get you out of the water. It is not that we're very appropriate for this day, in a very uncomfortable way. I think about the ring the Father gave me on the Son. Enabled him to act his name. Jesus has given priests the authority to act in his name. And I hope that the other possibilities that we have, and one why he chose me. This is also my 50th anniversary of high school graduation. I went to the seminary high school and attempted contact with some of my classmates who are not ordained. Who became, in many cases, truly accomplished in what they set out to do. Where are Jesus? I would want to think for them to bear my name long before me. This seems to be God's way of proceeding. As Paul tells us, God chose the foolish of the world to shame the wise, and chose the weak of the world to shame the strong. Anniversaries of anything are admittedly somewhat arbitrary, but can nonetheless be valuable ones. They provide an opportunity to take stock, to chart who and what has entered our lives and have an effect. As we sort and shape, inquire and investigate, the Christian will find Jesus. Find him as a shameless lover, close to our boundaries, deficient in logic and common sense, just lovingness. Over my 40 years in priesthood, I have done much to exasperate Jesus. As I enter my old age, I will no doubt find new ways of being unworthy of my call. But after all this time, I can tell you absolute certainty that reaches into my very bones. Take heart. God is our Father, and he is dwelling in his love. Thank you.
might be left at the bottom of the boat.
The Vedic church called Osiris of the Persian to deepen his resolve and hold fast to Christ and carry out the decision to love God above all. Let us pray at this time in silence for him to be given a spirit of repentance, a sense of sin, and a strength of will to live in true freedom as a child of God. My dear Cyrus, I invite you to join your prayers in this community of faith, and as we intercede to God on our behalf. Let us pray for Cyrus, whom God has called, that he remain faithful to him and boldly give witness to the words of the Lord.
That trusting in the trust of Christ, they may find freedom of mind and heart, preserve them always, and let's pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That preserving the body of the body of the cross, the Lord, may they glory in God alone, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That freed by the power of the Spirit, they may put more fear behind them and set home with confidence, let us pray.
Thank you.
acceptable to God and the Almighty.
May the Lord bless us and bless us. Praise the Lord. Our God and the Almighty.
We praise the Lord before you with joy in these offerings, which bring eternal revenue, O Lord. Pray that we will both faithfully read your name and present them to you as they stand for the salvation of all the world. In Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
James.
please, O God, we pray, to bless, acknowledge, and approve this offering in every respect. Make it spiritual and acceptable, so that may come before us the body and blood of your most beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, he took bread in his holy and reverent hands, and with eyes raised to heaven, to you, O God, his almighty Father, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up.
Christ, the place of refreshment, light, and peace. It was also your servant.
Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say. Thank you. Let us pray. O God, when life and error comes into this world, illuminate our hearts, we pray, with the splendor of your grace, that we may always ponder what is worthy and pleasing to your majesty, and love you with all sincerity, through Christ.
Thank you.
Christ. Have great trips, and they get through local and local. I love traveling. Those who walk in the shadow of death, may those rescued by you.